Colossians 3, verses 1 to 4. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Thanks, Kate, for reading. Please do keep that open in front of you. Let's pray together. Father, we long to be those that behold your Son in your word, and so we pray that you might speak to us now, for Jesus' sake. Amen. We all want to be secure in life, don't we? We all want job security. We all want financial security. We all want a stable relationship. We long for strong and stable government. We long for that. We long for a home which we can be confident in, knowing we can come back and relax in a place that will be ours. Lots of us long to own a home where that will be true and find the prospect a long way away. We long for security. I'm going to change microphone if that's okay. And not knowing is really, really hard. Not knowing where we're going to live, not knowing whether we'll have a job at the end of the month, not knowing where the money will come from at the end of the month, not knowing what we'll do in a few short months or a few short weeks is hard. In fact, we can feel deeply insecure no matter whatever the objective reality is. We can be utterly secure but have a low-level sense of dread that everything is about to fall apart. And we live in a very uncertain, fleeting sort of age. Who knows what's going to happen this week in British politics? I love post-apocalyptic novels and movies. I was reading one just last week called District 11. 99% of the human population dies of a virus. And I think I love them because it reminds me, post-apocalyptic genre, reminds me that actually life and society and civilization is deeply insecure. At a moment's notice, everything could fall apart, which is hard for us within liberal democracies in the West to believe. It's hard for us to believe. Everything feels so secure and permanent and stable. How could we ever lose the internet and running water and electricity and roads that we can trust? How could we ever lose air travel and confidence in our government? But of course, civilizations have fallen apart and collapsed time after time after time in human history. If you'd asked a Roman citizen if Rome was ever going to fall, they'd have laughed in your face. And yet it did, and life got demonstrably worse for what had been Roman citizens. And so life could get worse for us in demonstrable ways, I suspect, because life is much less secure than we often think it is. How about your faith in the Lord Jesus? If you call yourself a Christian here this evening, is that a source of security for you? Source of insecurity? Perhaps it depends. Secure when I'm performing in the Christian life. Secure when I'm doing the right Christian things. Insecure when those things are absent. Perhaps Christianity is one of very few sources of security you have in your life. In a world of sinking sands, you have your Christian faith. We're starting a new series which we're going to run over the summer. And the series is all about the Christian's relationship and position to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to be thinking about how we're with Christ today, how we're in Christ, how we're to Christ, how we're through Christ, how we're under Christ, how all we do is for Christ. And I trust it will be good for us who will be here for a few weeks, because it will remind us of probably the most important thing in the Christian life. That Christianity is Christ. That is what the Christian life is all about. So easy for it to become other things, for other things to take over. What is Christianity? It becomes all sorts of other stuff. And this is to remind us that Christianity equals Christ. And if you're not a Christian, I trust this will be a useful series for you to come to too, because it will teach you and help you see from the Bible that Christianity isn't a perspective on life. It isn't a lifestyle. It isn't a decision. It isn't a set of spiritual practices or spiritual realities. Christianity is all about a person who lived 2,000 years ago called Jesus. And today we're thinking about being with Christ, our security. With Christ, our security. You see that word with Christ in the reading three times. So verse 1, since then you have been raised with Christ. Verse 3, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ. Verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Now there are different senses of being with, aren't there? So when I was going out with my now wife, I was in Vicar Factory and in my room, top floor of number 4, if any of you live at Wycliffe, and someone came to borrow a book, and he poked his head around the door, and he asked where the book was, and I pointed out to him, and then as he left, he turned and looked at Frankie and myself quizzically and said, so are you hanging out or going out? And we kind of laughed awkwardly, and then he left, because we're English, and we didn't quite know how to respond. Different ways of being with someone, different ways of being together. The way in which the Christian is with Jesus is a little bit like the way in which a plane traveler is with the plane. In that everywhere the plane goes, the traveler goes, hopefully. The plane is traveling at hundreds of miles per hour, thousands of feet in the air, and everywhere the plane goes, the traveler goes. The plane takes off in London and lands in Madrid, and the traveller goes with the plane and arrives safely at their destination. And for the Christian, everywhere that Christ goes, the Christian goes. You can't be separated from him. Everywhere he goes, we go. And time after time after time in the New Testament, this sort of idea comes at us, and it's mostly hidden under the bonnet, as it were, like in a car. A car works without ever popping the bonnet. You can still drive a car if you've got no understanding of what's going on when you do pop the bonnet. But under the bonnet of New Testament theology is the idea that we are united with Christ. The doctrine is union with Christ. And time after time in the New Testament, the way that the writers describe Christians is not Christian, but in Christ or with Christ, because we are with him. Because the New Testament wants us to believe that the story of humanity is a story of two men, Adam, the first man, and Jesus, the second man. They are, as it were, giants that stride across human history. And they're giants that stride across human history with belts, with millions and millions and millions of hooks around their belts. And every human being that has ever or ever will live is hooked onto one of those belts. Your life is defined, your destiny is defined by the belt that you're hooked to. Either Adam, and in Adam all die, or Christ, and in Christ all are made alive. It's not a physical connection, you're here right now, Jesus is in heaven, but it is a real connection, it is a spiritually real connection. And it is hard to accept, particularly, I guess, in the culture in which you live and our society, because our society says you are the captain of your fate, the master of your soul. In a world of radical individualism, the idea that you might be defined by your relationship to another is pretty difficult to get our heads around. And Jesus, Paul, the New Testament, just wants us to know that humanity is much more corporate, communal, than we often think of ourselves as. And actually, we do sometimes have this idea even in the UK. And so, we won the Champions League in early June. And those of you that are football fans will know what I mean. I mean that Liverpool FC won the Champions League in early June. And so, we are champions of Europe. Now, it may surprise some of you to know that I wasn't actually on the pitch in Madrid in early June. I was sitting and watching it in the New Forest with a slightly dodgy internet connection. And yet, because I'm a Liverpool fan, Because I was born in Liverpool and I've identified as a Liverpool fan for my whole life, because I own the shirts and give my money and everything else, because they are my representatives on the pitch, gloriously winning the Champions League for the sixth time, I can say that we won the Champions League. We have a sense of representation, even in our radically individualistic world. And Paul wants us, God wants us to know, that if we're Christians, we are represented by, we are with, we are in, we are on the hook of the belt of the second man, Jesus Christ. Which means that where Jesus goes, you go. Say 3, verse 1. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Jesus' story was a story of life and death and resurrection and then ascension to his Father's right hand at the heart of reality, the throne room of the universe, heaven itself. And that is our story. We're celebrating 50 years since the moon landings. And so here's the almost obligatory moon landing illustration for a Sunday preacher. They ascended, how far was it? They ascended about 239,000 miles from Earth to the moon. But that is a little bunny hop compared to Jesus' ascension from a grave outside Jerusalem to the very heart of reality at his Father's right side. Sometimes I read the Gospels and it can feel like dusty, irrelevant, dry history about a pretty extraordinary man that has very little to do with me. But if you are with Jesus, then his story is your story. What happened to him happened to you. You were raised to life from death. You've been brought up to the right hand of God. And so you are both here right now in 2019 in July at 7:10 on a Sunday evening, and you are with Christ at God's right hand. The church that Paul wrote to in Colossae were being told by various people that if they really wanted to find security in the Christian life, they had to level up. They had to go up the levels. As if Christianity is a video game and you start at level one and you need to add levels by leveling up, performing certain ways, having spectacular visions, connecting with angels, having special knowledge that other people don't have, obeying special rules which other people don't obey. And Paul wants the church in Colossae and us to know, no. You have been raised with Christ. You couldn't be any higher. Your level could not be any higher. There is no more levels to go to. You can't be more spiritual. You can't be closer to God. You can't be on a higher plane. And I say that, and you think, me? Me? Sat at God's right hand? Really? Because it's very hard for us to get ourselves out of a level one Christian sort of mindset. Maybe we're level 10 if we're lucky, but level 99 Christians, maybe they get to be at God's right hand, but me? No, I probably don't. Imagine for a second that you black out randomly, you don't know why, and when you come to, you happen to be in Buckingham Palace. And you're slightly worried because you look pretty grubby and your shoes are a little bit dirty and you're traipsing mud all along the red carpets. And you look at the walls and the pictures are outstanding, it's spectacular. And then a soldier sees you and goes, "Oi, what are you doing here?" And you look worried and you think you're about to be thrown out into, or maybe arrested and tried for some reason. And then the Queen pops her head out of a door. He says, "Oh, hello, Joel. Hello, Pete. Hello, Amy. Welcome. It's good to be here. Oh, don't worry. She's with me. He's with me." And that is what the Lord Jesus Christ says to all those that are with him. There is no one accusing us at God's right hand because we are with God's Son. You've been raised with Christ, and so you are utterly secure. And you've been hidden with Christ. Verse 3, "For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Jesus died 2,000 years ago, and so spiritually hooked to his belt, we died too, which means that now the Christian is hidden, can't be found, can't be gotten at, can't be attacked, can't be threatened. The advice in the case of a terrorist attack, which comes out intermittently, is run, hide, tell. And I like to imagine, I daydream occasionally, that in the case of a terrorist attack, I would run towards the terrorist and save everyone else by my heroism. In reality, I'd be running out the door as fast as possible. Run, hide, tell. But one of the horrendous, horrible things when you hear about attacks is what people do. They hide behind cafe tables, barely daring to breathe. And they hear the crunch of broken glass and they wonder if this is going to be it. If someone's going to stick their face over the counter and point a gun in their face. They're desperate that they're terrified that they're going to be found. In lots of ways, that's just life, isn't it? Terror at losing it could describe what lots of us experience on an intermittent basis. Your health, the doctor sits you down. I'm afraid I've got some serious news. Your job at the appraisal, the boss says, I'm afraid we've got some bad news. The letter lands on the doorstep and it doesn't look good. Your friend rings you up and their voice quivers. We're terrified we're going to lose it. We're terrified we're going to lose it all because we feel, or we should at least feel, deeply insecure. But if you're hidden with Jesus, you can lose everything. Health, wealth, prosperity, it could all go. But you can't lose your life. Because Jesus, who is your life, will one day appear. Have a look at verse 3. You died, your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. The Christian is hidden, but never lost. Because one day the Lord Jesus will return and take us to be with him forever and ever and ever and ever, in the best world ever and the best life ever. By the way, if you're not a Christian, maybe you're considering the claims of the Lord Jesus or thinking through what it would look like to be a Christian, this is a pretty good description. Christ, who is your life. It isn't adding on a kind of Christian veneer of spirituality to an already functioning, pretty happy life. It's not just a set of spiritual practices or religious activities. It's not even a community who will be nice to you and love you, and I hope St. Ebbs will be a community that will do that. It is your whole life being turned upside down by being redefined by someone else. It is him setting the agenda, him running your life, him setting your course, him being the master of your fate and the captain of your soul. It is to say that Christ, who is my life, it is a high bar, but he is a wonderful saviour. We've been raised with Christ, we're hidden with Christ, which means we're safe with Christ. Because life isn't secure. For all of us, it's like we're standing on top of sand that is running through the timer. And it might feel up here like life is secure, but if only we zoom out just a little bit, we'll see that eventually the sand's going to run all the way through and then we'll fall. It might actually feel like life isn't secure at all, and we're very, very aware that the sand is running very, very quickly through the timer. That is the case for all of us in this sort of world. Everything could fall apart. We could lose everything. But if you're with Jesus, there is no place higher and there is no place safer because you've been raised and hidden. You can lose it all, But you cannot lose your life because you cannot lose him. And Paul wants his readers to live like that, like that's true, as I finish. Did you notice? Since you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. Verse 2, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Your heart and your mind, that is your whole being, set it where you are, where Christ is. I suspect this story isn't true, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Thomas Martinez, apparently 67 years old, apparently Santa Cruz, Bolivia, homeless. And one day he found the police coming towards him on the streets, and Thomas Martinez ran off the other direction. He was afraid of being arrested for some petty crime he'd committed a few days before. In reality, the police were coming to inform him that he'd inherited $6 million. Tragic, really, because Thomas Martinez lived out the rest of his days. He was never found. He lived out the rest of his days actually rich, but living poor, which is so very easy for the Christian to do. Actually rich, but living poor. Actually with Jesus, but living like we're not. Edward VI, who abdicated, you would have seen what happened if you've seen The Crown on Netflix, was told by his father, this is ignoring the advice, but he was told by his father, dear boy, you must remember who you are. And that is the Christian life, remembering who we are, or remembering who we're with. Remembering that we're with Christ. If Bill Gates came to lunch in Oxford and he rang you and said, I want to take you out for lunch, where do you want to go? And if you said, meal deal from Sainsbury's would be nice, thanks Bill. Bill would probably say, remember who you're with. We can go anywhere you like. And so you go, oh, in that case, let's go to the Michelin star Oxford kitchen in Summertown. You're with Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua used to be heavyweight champion of the world, boxer. He lost recently. He's still a pretty good boxer, though. If you're with Anthony Joshua walking down a dark alley and you see some ruffian types coming towards you from the other direction, and you say, oh, Anthony, probably best if we just avoid them. We can go down this side street, bit of a detour, take 10 extra minutes, but it's fine. Anthony would go, remember who you're with. You'll be fine. You find yourself in Buckingham Palace and you're slightly confused. And you think they're going to throw you out. And then the Queen, who's walking alongside you, you're surprised by this, the Queen who's walking alongside you says, don't worry, remember who you're with. And the Christian's task as one who is with Christ is to remember who they're with. You're with him, and so live like it. Whatever life looks like, whatever parts of the world you'll shortly be moving to, however insecure life feels, however close to the timer running out you are, remember that you're with Christ, hidden with him, raised with him, and infinitely safe with him. Let's pray. Father God, eternal God, whether life feels secure or desperately insecure, we pray that those of us that are with Jesus would know that we are infinitely safe because with him we have been raised and with him we are hidden. And we pray it for his sake. Amen.